In the late 1980s, doctors in Europe were finding that vancomycin, one of the most potent antibiotics in the medicine cabinet, was not working as well as it used to. Certain bacteria had developed resistance to it, even though doctors were not using very much of this drug of last resort. Niels Fremont Møller is head of antibiotic research at the Danish State Serum Institute. Interviewed after a recent congressional briefing in Washington, he said a drug similar to vancomycin was widely used in livestock at the time.
They used, hundreds of tons of this drug in animal husbandry in Europe, while we only used kilogram-wise of vancomycin.
Animals in many large livestock-raising operations around the world get a small but steady dose of certain antibiotics in their feed. It keeps the animals healthy, and that promotes their growth. But when bacteria are steadily exposed to an antibiotic, they will eventually develop resistance. Fremont Møller says a number of studies linked use of the animal drug as a growth promoter to vancomycin-resistant bacteria in people.
It was transmitted via food to humans, both in hospitals and non-hospitalized humans, and we found the same types in infections. So there was a good reason for banning the growth promoters.
Denmark banned the drug's use as a growth promoter in 1996, and levels of resistant bacteria found in animals and meat declined. The European Union has since banned the use of several other antibiotics as growth promoters. But overuse in animal husbandry is not the only source of antibiotic resistance. And the overall rates of resistant infections in people have not declined since the ban, says Rich Carnevale with the U.S. industry-sponsored Animal Health Institute. He says Denmark may have overreacted.
They saw resistance. They said, well, it could be due to use of drugs in animals, and certainly some of that resistance was. But the real question is, was it harming humans? And to this day, they have not been able to really conclude that it's actually harming humans.
Meanwhile, Carnevale says, animals get sick more often than they did before the ban, which means Danish farmers have to use more antibiotics to treat them than they used to.
They actually increased their overall uses of antibiotic quite a bit, and I don't think they got, in all cases, the change in resistance they were looking for.
A 2003 report from the World Health Organization supports Denmark's decision to ban antibiotic growth promoters. It says reducing antibiotic resistance overall is a good thing. Bacteria that become resistant can spread that trait to other bacteria. But the report notes that more data is needed about the impact on people. While researchers continue to study the issue, the debate goes on. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.